Hello, hi, how are you? It's the beginning of another week and the beginning of another week of Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm your host today, Kat Bolas. So it's Monday, September 22nd, which means it's officially the first day of fall and it's the autumn equinox. Equinox, I learned this morning, is a Latin word that means equal night. It's one of two yearly astronomical events that occurs when the sun is directly above the Earth's equator. That causes the day and the night to be of approximately equal length worldwide. So today is the autumnal equinox. Our next one is in March. That one's called the vernal equinox. So from now until March, our days in northeast Pennsylvania will be shorter. But with shorter and colder days comes our beautiful fall foliage. I was in Susquehanna County this weekend on the D&H Trail, and the leaves are already turning. Not so much here in Pittston. But you don't have to rely on me for leaf updates. On Thursday, the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources is launching a redesigned weekly fall foliage report. It will feature regional updates, photos, and expert tips to help people experience fall in Pennsylvania. DCNR will publish an updated report every Thursday during peak foliage season on its website, and that includes detailed information by region. So totally unrelated, but let's get into it. The Pennsylvania Department of Education reports the statewide food insecurity rate is 11.9%, which includes one in three students. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more on how colleges are debunking the stereotype around the starving college student.
At the Shovel Center at King's College, students don't have to share why they need something to eat or a place to cook. The Wilkes-Barre Center is stocked with canned and fresh food, to-go meals, and a full kitchen for student use. Kelly Gibbons helps to run it.
Maybe you just forgot your money to buy lunch today, or maybe your paycheck was a little bit shorter than it used to be, or usually is. So we're never going to question a student as to why you have to come here.
The center is one of 32 pantries that get funding from the State Department of Education to combat hunger. And Shovel Director Bill Boland says there's rarely a way to tell whether someone's struggling. Hunger is an invisible issue. And he says college is the first time that many students need to manage their own budget.
The one item on their budget that is incredibly contractible is food. So if you're out of money at the end of the month or whenever it happens to be, you can tighten your belt, you can go with less food, you can skip meals entirely. And that is exactly what we found that not only our students, but that undergraduates across the country were and are doing.
The center serves about 200 students a week, but college data estimates that 500 students face food insecurity. Shovel staff says there's more work to do to destigmatize hunger. In Wilkes-Barre, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
And the 2026 governor's race is heating up as Republicans look to deny incumbent Josh Shapiro another term as Pennsylvania's chief executive. For WVIA, Jackson White reports State Treasurer Stacey Garrity now has the formal backing of the state's Republican Party.
Garrity told Republican committee members after winning their endorsement in State College that she's worked as a watchdog for taxpayers as treasurer, and she would continue that mindset if elected governor.
Help is on the way.
Garrity still needs to win the GOP nomination in May's primary race before she can face Shapiro head-to-head. State Senator Doug Mastriano was the Republican nominee who lost to Shapiro in 2022, and he's teased another bid this year. He has not yet entered the race. Shapiro's campaign declined to comment on Garrity's candidacy. In State College, I'm Jackson White.
Jackson White has one more for us, an update, or lack thereof, on the state budget. White reports a political gridlock continues to stall Pennsylvania's budget, straining the finances of counties, schools, and nonprofits. Lawmakers have been busy recently, but they haven't seemed to progress towards a budget deal.
Republican and Democratic legislators continue to host golf outings and political fundraisers throughout the state, despite going more than 2.5 months without a state spending plan. Frustrations are mounting in the Capitol, and the finger-pointing continues. Governor Josh Shapiro has aimed at Senate Republicans.
I can't write the budget, propose the budget, vote on the budget, and sign the budget. I can do three of those four things, but at some point, they got to show up for work and vote on the budget.
Senate Republican leader Joe Pittman says House Democrats should have passed his caucus's temporary budget to continue state funding. At this point, some schools, counties, and nonprofits have already sought loans to pay their bills. Their state payments have been frozen since July 1st. As October approaches, many more face financial pressure until a budget is enacted. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
We'll be back after this break.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall. WVIA News brings you the best information we can find, telling the stories that impact you the most. Head to WVIA.org to read and hear how we report to you.
Today on WVIA.org, Sarah Cinto has an update on the NEPA Youth Shelter's relocated teen center in Scranton. She also checks in with the nonprofit's new leader. So stick around while you're on our website and check out all the stories by the WVIA news team and more. That gets you up to date. Thanks for listening. I'm Kat Bolas.